And we're joined right now by Christian Gonzalez of the New England Patriots. He's brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, Perfecting the Art of Fresh, and by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. Christian Gonzalez, how are we doing this week?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing
good.
Well. We know yesterday, probably a tough one for the team. Individually for you, though, pretty strong performance. How do you feel about your level of play through 5 weeks?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been all right. I feel like there's plays I've left out there that I want to make. But, I mean, it's more than – it ain't about me. It's about the team. So, I mean, it's tough, but, you know, we're gonna get it fixed.
Made a play yesterday, though. Take us through that. Was that just reading the eyes of the quarterback? You got a good jump on that. Take us through it.
Yeah. So, I mean, they put us in the – we got a good call from the defensive coordinator that allowed me to be able to jump a route and make a play. So just felt it all going away. And, you know, when you're at a corner, you got to know who's in front of you, what type of routes they run, down the distance, all that plays a factor into it. And like I said, I felt the flow go away. So if the flow goes away, usually somebody's coming back. So I was able to make a play.
You've, and we've detailed this before, but you've gone against a lot of top receivers already in the first 5 weeks of the year. You start with guys like Chase and Metcalf. You get Garrett Wilson. Yesterday, it's Tyreek Hill. Who's the toughest matchup, stylistically? Who's a tougher matchup for you?
I mean, they all bring different things to the table. I mean, they've all been – everybody I've faced this whole year has been – it's been a challenge, and it's been a fun challenge. Tyreek, he changes the game. He's a whole different level of speed out there. So you feel it. I mean, they've all been real good, and I've had a lot of fun guarding them.
What was the confidence yesterday? It seemed like you guys were doing a great job stopping the pass, but then Miami kind of flipped it in the second half and started to run the ball a lot more.
Yeah, I mean they came out with a game plan and executed better than we did. So, I mean, it's kind of – it just goes down to that. So, I mean, we've got to get that fixed.
Talking to Christian Gonzalez, cornerback for the New England Patriots here on Jones and Keefe, Patriots Monday at Gillette Stadium. Jerod Mayo highlighted yesterday, defense did its job, special teams did its job. We need more out of the offense. Would you agree with that assessment through 5 weeks?
I mean, I'd leave that up to him. I'm not a – you know, a head coach, I can't say who needs to do better, who needs to do this. I mean, there was plays that, as a defense, we left out there. So, I mean, that's my take on it.
So, last week, Devon Godchow was on with us, and he was saying how guys defensively were playing kind of selfishly. This is going back to the 49er game and maybe even games prior to that. But he wanted it out there. He said he'd talk to the team about it. Did you agree with that assessment, that maybe some guys just defensively were – maybe going outside of the scheme a little bit? And if so, do you feel better about it after yesterday's game?
Yeah, I mean, I feel good about it. I don't really think – I feel like it's taken in the wrong term. I mean, when you hear selfish, you think, okay, somebody's playing to make plays. It was more so, you know, sometimes, like, they're not doing their exact job. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was selfish. It was just – it was – that's the way, I don't know how to describe it, but it wasn't, selfish in a bad way.
Have you guys had your squad meeting yet?
Nah, we haven't.
No squad meeting yet?
Nah,
when is that? Can we get an idea when that is? Roughly what time of the day is that going to be?
I think it's, noon, 12.
Right noon now. Or 12. Okay. Well, are you expecting any big announcements today in the squad meeting?
I don't know. I ain't the coach, so we're going to see what happens.
Are you guys wearing the throwback uniforms this Sunday? Are you wearing the Reds?
Yeah, we are.
This week?
Yeah,
you like those better? Yeah. You can be honest.
I like them.
They're a lot better,
them.
Right?
Yeah, it's a changeup. I like them.
All right, good. I like them. I like them a lot better. Now, Jones mentioned all the receivers you've gone up against. Same thing again. I feel like it's every single week in the NFL. I know Nico Collins got banged up yesterday, but between him and Steph Diggs, Texans, another team that and a great quarterback throwing the ball, so big challenge coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's a big challenge. They got explosive offense and – you know, we're excited. You know, we're always up for the challenge and ready to get to it.
What do you – same draft class as C.J. Stroud. What do you know about C.J. Stroud?
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing competitor, amazing guy. You know, we've talked. I mean, he's the ultimate competitor. He goes out there with his team. You know, he's a leader, and he's a great quarterback. He makes great throws, great reads. So, I mean, it'll be fun to go out there and play against them.
You've been keeping up with your Oregon Ducks
each week? Yeah, we got a big one this week.
I was going to say Ohio State this week, right?
Monster.
Yeah, we got a big one. So hopefully they can pull it off.
I mean, the Big Ten is certainly an interesting animal mm-hmm. that we'll see this year. Well, okay, you guys are 1-4. You got a big game this weekend. Maybe, perhaps, some changes coming for the organization. Best of luck this weekend. Best of luck for the rest of the season. And thanks for stopping by, Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah, appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, Christian Gonzalez joining us here on Jones and Keefe as all our guests. They are brought to you by Verizon. Brought to you by Verizon, the official 5G network of the New England Patriots. So no squad meeting. We're thinking maybe shortly after noonish is when we'll get that here. We'll get you more updates with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. We can get back to the Patriots through a 1-4 start. Where do we lay some blame? How can we fix things? We'll get to that next live from Gillette Stadium on a Patriots Monday.